from the last line on Zayin Amid Beis. Just waiting for 6 o'clock. Too free is auch nicht punktlich, to quote Mr. Itzinger. Too early is also not exact time. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Elamin Hadar D'Tanya. So it seems like Rav Ami wanted to prove it from a Braisa. And again, as I mentioned on Friday, this is the first time we bring a Braisa into the mix. Because till now, we talk statements from a Meroim, not Chas V'Shalom to belittle it. Rabbi Chanina said one way, Rabbi Eichanan said one way, Rabbi Yonasan said one way. And now all of a sudden, we're bringing a Braisa in, which lends more weight to the argument, because it's a braisa, it's tanoim. The Tanya we learn, from Shimon Eimer, Kol Davar Sheyesh L'Matzirin, anything that can be made mutter without great difficulty and or time. I'm on the first word line on Nun Ches Amud Aleph now. I started on the Zayin Amud Beis last line, I'm now on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the first line. Kol davar, we did this on Friday, but we never got to what, you know. Kol davar sheyesh lematirin, anything that has a matter, and they're giving examples, but the Rosh explains it. Kol davar sheyesh lematirin, the kibin sheyachol lahatris isser shabai, amru hacham b'loi batul. Since you can be matter the isser, Chazal said it's not batul. Medafka b'minai. However, this chumra was only said in its own kind. For instance, wheat and wheat, barley and barley. So, right? But let's say something gets mixed into a soup, right? And it's not recognizable, but it's not its own kind. It's melted in there, it's disintegrated in there. So then it is batu, even though it's a davish eshlo matzirim. Why Chazal only made it by mimba minoy? See Ran 52a, and he answers that. But because the reason the Rush gives, because since you can be matter to Isser, which is Rashi's reason in Masechtas Veya, the words of Rashi is, Acha techlenu be Isser, techlenu beheter. Why eat it be Isser if you can get it beheter? That doesn't differentiate between whether it's its own kind or not its own kind. Why should it make a difference? Wait, and it'll become mutter. Let's say you have chadash that falls into something that's not recognizable, but it's not its own kind, right? So, Why eat it this or wait for heter? We don't say that over there. Only by minoy. The difference, siran, but we're not going to get involved in it now. But the Rush tells us that clearly. It's only by minoy. You can tevel in the sarim b'chulin. Yesh lo heter. The aser alav me'atzit shein enokos. Right? You can take ma'aser from Hutton. What happened was, it's roiv chulin. So in the raisa, it's batu. The rabbanon said, you need 100. And even if you have 100, it's a davar sheyesh lematzirin. You can be matrid very simply by taking meiser off the tevel part. So, but meiser sheni la'loisi b'shulayim b'pniyah. So, since it's easily become mutter, so therefore it's not bottle, even 1,000 to 1, because Chazal said min b'minay davar sheyesh lematzirin is not bottle. That's what Chazal said. Gun tevel u'meiser sheni, which Rush says either you can take it to Yerushalayim or redeem it. The Hegdish, or Hegdish, so Trashi Bibdiya, the Rush Bibdiya, you can redeem it. The Chadash, which becomes Mutter on the second day Pesach, either the beginning of the day or the end of the day. Interesting that the Rush picks the Mandyama that says, Sheheir Amizuch Mut Matzer, as soon as the day shines, it's Mutter. He picks that it's Mutter at the beginning of the day. That's not the way we Paskin. We Paskin, it's only Mutter at the end of the day, but for this Sugya, it makes no difference. The Chachamim did not give a shear. No shear can be mevatwit. Of the chol davar she'ein lematirim, anything that time or any other easy solution is not available, right? Kigan truma, like truma, utrumas meiser, the chala, the arla, the kili akerem. Welcome back, and mazel tov. Nasnu bam Chachamim shear. The Chachamim did give a shear. Truma 1 in 100. Tumas Maisha 1 in 100, Chala 1 in 100, these are all rabbinic shurim, Arlen, Kilei Akerem 1 in 200. Nasnumem Chachamim Shir. Now, the Rana asked Akasha, Truma is removable. You can be Shayal on Truma. You can remove Truma, because when you make something Truma, and it gets mixed into something, you go in front of a peasant, say, I have charat, I made that truma. And they can remove the truma, it reverts to tevo. So if truma would fall into tevo, you can be matur it. So why is it batal? So the right answer is because there's no mitzvah to be shayav on it. In all the other cases, there is a mitzvah to correct tevo, to take off trumas and maizers, maizer sheni to redeem it or take it to Yerushalayim, hegdish to redeem it, right? Chadash, automatically time makes it mutter. But truma, yes, there is an option out there, but it's not a recommended option because there's no mitzvah to do it. So that's not called the Davish Eshlamatiyam. It's a very big yisayit of the Ran. That's why I mentioned it. That anything that you can fix, but there's no mitzvah to do, and it's not time. If it's time, just wait it out. Right? Muktzah and Yamtuf. Wait till after Yamtuf. So it's not batal. But time, it's not a factor here. It's that you can do something. Dr. Ran, it's only a Davish Eshlamatiyam if it's something that's correct thing to do. Meaning, we encourage doing it. Taking him by Shashani to Yerushalayim, redeeming it, redeeming Hegdish. All those things are things that we encourage. That's Davish Eshlam Matirim. There's no mitzvah to be shayel on Truma, so even though it's possible, it's a big yisayit of the Ran, it's not called the Davish Eshlam Matirim. So Davish Eshlam Matirim has its guidelines. It's not so simple that everything removable is the Davish Eshlam Matirim. That's the Ran. Anyway, the Rash doesn't say it, but it's a Ran. Now, the question is, Amrulai, this is Reb Shimon talking. This is in the Braisa, it's Reb Shimon Eimer. Amrulai, Valoi Shvias Ein Lamatirin, Shemitah can never become batul, meaning anything that grows in Shemitah is required beer, right? It doesn't go off by itself, and there's no solution available, but then that's the Bachacham Shir, and it's not batul. It's now we learned. A Shvias Ein Seres Kol Shubimina, that Shvias that gets mixed in, Asers b'cholshu. That means it asers with a little bit. There is no bittul. Why not? Following your rules, it's a davish ein lamatirin. A davish ein lamatirin should be bittul. Amar lahen, so Reb Shimon answered them, Af ani lo yamarti al labir, avul achila b'nais in tam. When I said it's not bittul, I said that it's chayiv in beer, because gedulim is mevater iker. I'm talking about something that was growing on the sixth year, and then went into the seventh year, and it added growth. So since gedulin is mevatel ikar, so therefore I said that's why it's never batel. That thing that shemitah is not batel is when it's gedulin. Gedulin is mevatel ikar, so therefore it's mevatel the ikar. So it's that gedulin is not batel in the ikar. That's all it means to say, that the gedulin is not batal to the ikar. The gedulin is mevatel to the ikar. But if you have peirish shvias at home, and it gets mixed into something else, you follow the regular rules of bittul, which is 60 to 1 of nais and tam, right? Rabbanan said, 60 to 1, if it's min b'shein aminai, and if it's min b'minai, depends if it's a davar yavish, davar lach, we're not going into the hilchas bittul. But enochanami, that which it says, Shvias is never batul, is not talking about regular mixture of Shemitah. You have Shemitah fruit that mixes into other fruit, it's batul like every other iser. However, when I said, when it says Shemitah is never batul, it means when it's gedulei Shemitah, it's mevatul the iker, therefore it's not batul, because the gedulim are mevatul the iker. That's what the Braisa says, which to us is a raya. Gedulim is mevatel the ikar. Here's Reb Shimon differentiating between gedulim and regular mixture. And he says gedulim are mevatel the ikar, except by shmit, because the gedulim are usher and they're mevatel the ikar. So the Gemara wants to say, if gedule isser are mevatel the heter, so gedule heter are mevatel isser. Same raya we tried to bring before. So the Gemara, beduma nami halachum nami shiny. Again, this is the chumrah. We're being machmer that Shemitah is not batul. Maybe to be matur, we wouldn't rely on gedulim being mevatel the ikar. There is a question of being machmer. Just like we said in last week's Gemara, Dilma l'chumra shayni, the Gemara answers the same thing here. Here it's a chumra that the gedulim that grew in Shemitah should be mevatel the ikar. Not maybe l'kula, we wouldn't say it. So you can't prove Yishmael is right, Shaila. Yishmael Ishkvar Yama was asking a Shaila about Gedule Heter being Mavato and Isser. This doesn't prove it. It only proves the other way. Zakhtaraj. Nan Ashvias Iseris. Ein Zembilosh and Abraisa. That's not in that same Braisa. The Braisa doesn't bring a Mishnah. But we're bringing the Mishnah to explain the Braisa's question. Where do you know that from? So the Gemara inserts a Mishnah. It's not shat that the Braisa said Ditnan. A Braisa doesn't say Ditnan. A Braisa says it on its own. But when the Braisa just says the words, you're going to stop the Braisa and say, where'd you get that from? So the Gemara inserted Ditnan. The Gemara inserted how the Braisa knew it, meaning it's a Mishnah. This man, Dr. That ain't Zemi Lash and Abraisa. Lashas Kava Mishnah Kava Mibraisa. The Shas stuck it into the Braisa. Well, Mishnah, beside Klavgat Lubishvias, we'll see him give Reb Shimon. That's the end of Reb Shimon's talking. Avani lo yamaitel the beer. Climber. Shaim dim bekarka. Lo yigil the klavachila. They're not edible at this point yet. Compare Shishis. Shenichnasu the Shvias. The God Lumat. Chayav the beer. Compare Shvias. The Gedula Isser Chashivi Mevatlin is Iker. Because its growth in Shemitah, Gedulin is Mevatu Iker. There's a big Kiddush in the Rosh here that even if it's not a Rive, before we were talking about a Gedulin being Mevatu and Isser, but the Gedulin is a Rive. Here, all of a sudden, when it comes to Gedula Isser, the Rosh says it doesn't have to be a Rive. Even the Miet will Aser the Iker. To be Mata the Iker, we need a Rive. Where is it? The Gadlu Ma'at. That word. Not my dig, by the way. Not trying to make the dig. I'm just pointing out where they got it from. The Gadlu Ma'at. It grew a little bit. Doesn't say the Gadlu Rive. Avol Achila. Shavir Labayis Lecho. Been inspired with Perish Shvias and Perish Shminis. Because what is in top? Alma Gadule Yisra Isim Asayikah B'taisis Kol Shehu. Hakanami Gedule Eter Matir and Esikar Berive. Here the Rosh says it clearly. Isser would do it Bekoshu, Heter would do it Berive. And the Gemara's answer is, Meduma Hakanami Luchumra, Lesser Esikar Bekoshu. I have a Gedule Heter and a Matir and Esikar for the Berive. You can't prove Heter from here. You can only prove Isser. All you see is Chumra. It's a Chumra that it won't be that if Gedule Isser is Mavato the Iker. But that's the Isser. But the Heter, you don't see it. So we still haven't proven the Shaila from a Braisa. So again, we started with the Shaila. We had statements of a Meroim. We had one statement of an Amira Lehter. We had two statements of a Meroim Lehter. Then we tried to prove it from another statement of an Amira. The Gemara answered the Chum Rishaini. Then all of a sudden we brought in a Braisa and we got out of the proof of the Braisa also. The Chum Rishaini, you can't prove it. Now we move on. Ma'at le'iser and roiv le'heter. If you notice again, I'll read it again in turn. Meduma ganami lechumra. Sorry, the Rosh before. Al megedule iser eisen es eikur betaisus kol shehu, with a little bit addition. Ganami gedule heter matirin es eikur beroiv. Right, same thing. That was the Isser. He says it a number of times. He says by Isser, the Chumra would be even a little. By Heter, even if you hold its Mutter, it would have to be a Rive. So now Ravami is going to try to prove it from a different place. Now it's interesting the way it works in the Gemara. It starts off with a statement from Nabaira. Ravami tries to prove it from Nabaira. Then he tries to prove it from a Braisa. And then he tries to prove it from a Mishnah. Like usually you would think he would try to prove it from a Mishnah first, then from a Braisa, then from a Nabaira. But in the way the Gemara organized it, now again, if I would not be so religious, I would say maybe he did it the other way, but the Gemara was misadder it in that way to move up to a different level raya. But I have no raya. Pashtas the Gemara is, this is the way he offered it. First he said, oh, it's a beferish statement. They told him it's not. He said, oh, it's a beferish braisa. They told him not. Then they said, it's a beferish mishnah, and we'll move on from there. Yes?
which just doesn't answer questions, just kicks the can down the road.
Right, exactly.
That. But we do see in Sanhedrin that there are questions in front of the court in which the most junior will answer first, and then more.
The special halacha of the time I'll read.
I'm not finished. But the reason given why it's done that way, at least the reason I understand why it's done that way, is to allow for argument. And the function of the Gemara is not simply the presentation of the halacha. The function of the Gemara is the presentation of argument, learning how to reason. And you can't shut it down by just citing. You should not shut it down by just citing a Mishnah.
Okay, so I'll just say again. If the Gemara did it, I'll accept that. But if Rabbami did it, it doesn't answer it. Rabbami wasn't interested in creating a discussion. He was interested in answering the halacha shaila. And if you know a Mishnah, you don't drink a cup.
Well,
if you go over to Rabbi Hirschfeld and ask him a shaila, he doesn't tell you a bad answer, then a second answer, then a third answer. He answers the shaila.
Actually, there have been times when he started citing.
Okay,
exactly. No, but that's different. I'm an Amora. So I go and I ask him a question. I want to ask him. If you were to ask him a question in halacha,
same thing.
He might give you if he had.
Okay, again, I'll loophole then if it's the Gemara, and that's what I meant when I said it might be the Gemara. But if it's Rabbami, I don't believe it. Move on. So the Gemara writes, Elman Adon Pashta, this man. Okay? I'm going to learn like the Rush. And again, in here, there's many different things that the Ran says that's not like the Rush. So for those who learn Rabbeinu Art Scroll, I can't answer you if you're going to if the Art Scroll learns it like the Ran. I'm learning like the Rush. This is the problem when we learn Rush and not Ran. Usually, Art Scroll goes with the Ran. I'm not even sure because it's not like I prepare with Art Scroll. But usually, he goes the Ran's way. And when I learned through the Dharma in the past, I always learned with the Ran. So to me, it's enlightening now. I see a whole new shot in the Gemara than I learned last time and the time before. So to me, it's a new thing. I'm learning it with the Rush. So we're going to learn the Rush's shot. What happened is... What? Mesifta brings the Ran, and then says, Rush perish. He's not afraid to bring multiple pshatim in the bottom. He brings multiple pshatim. On the top, he picks the Ran. Sometimes he picks the Mefarish. Again, he's not bound by one. He's in his Art Scroll, by the way. Now, I'll be honest. I didn't use Art Scroll probably ever to prepare. So, I mean, I look it up once in a while. I can't say not. But I don't prepare from Art Scroll. But in Yerushalmi, I bought myself a Yerushalmi with Lashon Kodesh and in Art Scroll. Because I decided I want to learn Yerushalmi. And I figured that would be my best, easiest way to understand it. And what bothered me as I started learning it was that sometimes he learns like the Karban Ne'edah, and then 10 lines later he learns like the Pnei Maisha, and 15 lines later he learns like the Maruf Uldam. And like he's not picking one shot throughout the whole Amud. So I said to myself, I want to learn Yerushalmi. I don't mind one Mefarish, but I want to be consistent. This is the Karban Ne'edah shot in the Sugya. So at the bottom he'll say, there's different shatim, see this, see that, or he'll bring it down. So, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael Hadar printed Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Farish. So, when I'm doing Yerushalmi now with Dirshu, we learn Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Farish. So, I have one Farish. So, he sometimes also picks the Karbonade and picks the Pnei Baisha. That doesn't bother me, because I'm putting it with one shot, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's shot. So, I'm very happy doing that. Whether he picks one or the other, that's his decision, not mine. I go with, you know, what he said. Okay, so I'm happy because it's one mahalak through the sugya. So I'm fine. But, you know, that's why. So I don't know if in Bavli, Art Scroll does the same thing. Oh, learn like the Ran, and then 10 lines later, learn a different Gemara like the Rush. I don't know. I
mostly the Ran.
What? Mostly the Ran. That's what I figure. Yes. That's the Gemara.
What question, forgive me, what is the question we're trying to answer here?
Is Gedulei Hedger Malin the answer? All the way to the beginning of the sugya, Yishmael Kvayama came and asked, a butzel that was a shmita butzel, that you planted in the eighth year. That was the shaila, that's what we're working on, and that's not going to end till the end of the parish, which is a blot and a half away. A little bit more.
Is it
the whole thing? Correct. So we're going to try to prove it from here. That. B'tzalim sh'yard v'aleim shaman. Zokt d'rash. B'tzalim shal shishis. These are onions planted in the sixth year. Sh'nichnus u'l'shvias. that entered Shemitah, the Tzamchu, and it's growing. So now, if the leaves turn black, and here the Ran explains, black doesn't mean black. Black means dark green, blackish. So the Masifta explains what the Ran means. It turns dark green. Then Asurim. Then it's Asur, because it shows that there has been growth in Shemitah. The change of color from light green to dark green means that it has grown in Shemitah more, that it's growing in Shemitah. And therefore now you're dealing with Gedulei Shvias. Hayriku, if it remains green, light green, Mutarim, because then it is considered a sixth year's fruit, even though it's now in Shemitah, but nothing has been added to make a difference. Zok Derash, Im Hayu Alon Shem Shchayrim, Shavsolim Gedailim, when the onions grow underground, Alon Shalohem Mashchirim, the leaves turn darker, when they've shut them and spread. Hilkach Mishchiru, B'yidua Shagad Lumat. How do we know if it's growing underground? How do we know if it's still growing? We're not underground. We don't have a microscope there or whatever else they would use to see what's happening. So we watch the leaves. If the leaves are turning darker, that means it's growing a little. And that would answer that onion. If they don't change color, that means it's not growing. That means whatever is there, it's not growing. Why it's not growing? See your agricultural specialist. That's not our problem here. We're saying a fact. Thank you.
The previous piece of Gemara, and the Rosh says that there's an avat of the Iker, the Gedulei Yisra Chashire, Mavat Lina Seiker. Is that different than this?
Exactly that. This is it. The exact same case.
So he's explaining what's going to be the answer here?
We're bringing a new Mishnah. Nothing to do with the Mishnah before. You want to answer the same thing at Sulhumra? At this point, you can, but we haven't finished the Mishnah. Reb Chananya ben Antignus Eimer, he gives a different siman if it's growing or not. Im yechaylan litalish ba'alun shalahen asurim. If the leaves get strength, that you can pull at the leaf and the onion comes out, that means it grew. In yechaybim, if not, if it's still weak, I guess it was weak at the beginning of Shemitah. At that point that you pulled at the leaf, you'd end up with the leaf in your hand. So then, it didn't grow. It's a different siman to tell whether it grew or not. We're not going to get involved in how it works. I'm not in the agriculture business, so I'll just take the Gemara's word for it. Zok Derash, Rash. No, Im Yechaylam Litlish Baal Shalem. Abba Bishalay Yishchiru, even if it doesn't turn dark. Im Ba'alim Im Chal Derakim, if it's strong. Shoyechzim Ba'alim B'tol Shemaisim Nakarka, that you can grab the leaf and uproot it from the ground. B'yadua Shagadlu B'tzalim and Akshamim V'nizchasku. That means the onions grew from the rain and got stronger, and that's called growth. Even though it might not have grown in size, the strength of the leaves is called growth. I guess it affects the onion as well. If not, the leaves would break. Now here comes the Raya, who connect on an analogous the Maitse Shvias Mutarim. If you have a bustle of Shemitah that grows into the eighth year, the same thing is true. If the leaves turn black, that means you have Gedulei Shminis, is Mevatel the Shemitah. And if the leaves remain green, then it's not Mevatel the Shemitah. Now this is not Lachumra, this is Lakula, this is the Raya. It says clearly that what works from year 6 to year 7 works from year 7 to 8. Even though 6 to 7 was Isser and 7 to 8 is Heter, but it works. Here is a Raya, the Gedulei Heter are Mevatel the Isser. Clear Raya. And here the answer we gave in the last two, that L'chumra Shaini, doesn't work. It's not L'chumra, it's L'kula. It doesn't say anything. Zok Derash. Connect the Lamaita Shvias Mutarin. Zok Derash, to answer a Feitel's question, it's not the same. A gedulei heter ain't a matir mel b'raiv. So what does it mean? Elachi kamar. Who connect the lamaitzis shvius heter mevatul oyser. Haikadine. You would need a proof that it's right. I don't know what it would be, but you would need a proof that it's right. But the fact that bittul works, if you see, that's all. From the words connect the lamaitzis shvius matarim zok the rash. It's really not the same. Isser can be kolchu. Heter needs to be raiv, right? So connect the lamaitzis shvius matarim means whatever the degree is, it's matter. So we see that heter can be mevatul isser. That's the rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So we have a beautiful raya. We're gonna get out of it, but we have a beautiful raya that heter is mevatul isser. Yes, doctor.
No, you just said something.
Out of it, so what I was going to say is not valid. Okay. Rabbeinu Shimshon has a different shot, the Perish HaMishnah. He says, the Seif Koy HaReshav. The Seif is going back on the Reshav. The what? This is how he learns the case. Mitzalim Shoshishish Shenich Nesu L'Shvias. Onions of the sixth year that entered the seventh year. Vishkiru Alun Shalhem Benesru. And the leaves became black and became usher. The akran, and he uprooted them. The chazrim b'shashlam b'shminis. He replanted it the next year. It's the same onion. The onion grew in the sixth, went into the seventh, became usher. He took it out of the ground and replanted it a year later. B'shiru alu shalahem. And now it became dark again. I guess when you took it out, it loses its darkness. And now you replanted it. It doesn't mean now that it has to be Raiv, because he's bothered by that same question. How do you know if it's Raiv? He said, Ikre Heter. Remember that the Ikre was Heter to begin with. The Nesar Betaisis Kolshu. So it should not be Betaisis Kolshu. He's saying, Rabbeinu Shimshon is saying to Yisai, again, the question they're bothered with is how can you compare the growth of the seventh to the growth of the eighth? The growth of the seventh can be any amount. The growth of the eighth has to be Raiv. So the Rosh just said you need Raiv. He didn't say how you know. Rabbeinu Shimshon says that you don't need Raiv here. Because since it became really the onion of the sixth year is mutter, came along the little growth of the seventh year and made it usher. So a little growth of the eighth year can cancel the little growth of the seventh year. There you don't need Raiv. You need Raiv when you're being mevato an Iker. Here you're not being mevato the Iker. The Iker was sixth year. You're being mevato the addition of the seventh year. For that, you don't need Raiv. So the way Rabbeinu Shimshon answers the question is that it's not talking about a seventh year onion that you planted the eighth year, that grew into the eighth year, but then you would need Raiv. And how in the world am I supposed to know right? I can know a little bit grew. How do I know if it's a majority? The Rush didn't address that. He just said it has to be a majority. Rabbeinu Shimshon says, it's talking about the same onion. The onion was a sixth-year onion. It grew a little in the seventh. That little growth made it usher. So because it's only the little growth that made it usher, a little growth of heter can cancel that, and now it becomes back to what it was. That's Rabbeinu Shimshon's shot. So he answers, how is it the little growth in the eighth year make it mutter? But what we need for our sugya is it says clearly here that what grows in the eighth year can cancel the ikar. If you learn like the rush, it can cancel it. This is not a chumrah. This is a kula, and it says gedulin is mevatel the ikar. That's the raya. And for the Gemara, and again we're learning the rush. The Dilma Mimuduchanim, maybe what happened is, you, when we say it's mutter, is not while it's growing. While it's growing, the onion becomes usher. But what happened is, maybe the onion does not become mutter. Gedulim is not mevatel the ikar. But remember, the Rosh said at the beginning of the sugya, the gedulim remain heter. The gedulim are heter, the ikar is usher. Let's say it's not mevatel the ikar. You take it out of the ground, you chop it up, and mix it up. At that point, gedulin will be mevatel the ikar. Not because they're gedulin, but because it's like every other mixture. Who says this raisa means that the onion becomes mutter in the ground? Maybe not. The onion is usher. It's the onion of Shemitah. It grew in the eighth year. What grew is mutter. So we assumed that when the Mishnah said mutter, it meant it's mutter right now. No. Maybe when you take it out of the ground, the original onion is usher, the gedulim are mutter. Then you chop it up. So now it's a regular mixture. Regular mixtures are bottle. Right. Who says we're talking about while it's still on the ground that it became mutter? It becomes mutter when you take it out and chop it up. That's not gedulim. Because it's now, what happens when you take an onion that's usher and chop it up in a bunch of other onions in a mutter? Remember, the Rosh learns the gedulim are mutter. If the gedulim are mutter, they are mutter, and now they're mixed with something usher, and you chop it up. It's a regular mixture. Nothing to do with gedulim being mevatel the ikar. It's not gedulim. It's not while it's underground, the addition is mevatel the ikar. It's when you take it out and you mix it. Remember, it's not mixed when it comes out of the ground. The original is the original, the gedulim are the gedulim. You chop it up. Now it's mixed. With the same onion. The gedulim is mutter. You chop up all these onions that are gedulim and ikar. We're talking about it's rife. The gedulim have to be rife. We're not learning like a made of chimchim, we're learning like the rest. The gedulim are rife. But as gedulim, maybe they're not about to the ikar. But if you chop them up, you don't see the ikar. So it's like every other rife. Let's do the rush. Dr. Rashi, Dilma B'tchanim. So every mixture needs 60, right? Gedulim, we said, can do it by right, but this is not gedulim. This is a regular mixture, so we need 60. Maybe without chopping it up, we wouldn't say that the ikar is batul. Remember, gedulim and ikar aren't mixed, really. The gedulim is there, the ikar is here. Gedulim being mevatel, the ikar was a different kind of bittul. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe we're talking about you took it out of the ground, chopped it up, mixed it into 60, and it's bittul. And the gedulim helped be mevatel. Yes, doctor.
We still have the problem in the Mino and in a growing material.
I didn't understand the word you said.
Mince,
onion,
and onion, and it's a dry material, it's not a liquid.
Right, so it should be about to 1 and 2. Now, yours shouldn't need 60. That's what your question is. The question is, why do you need 60? The halacha is, yavish v'yavish is about to chad betray. I assume that's what you're asking.
Yeah, because I have assumptions, no, my brain is not working. But it's very flattering.
The answer is, once it's chopped up, we don't consider it yavish b'yavish.
That's the problem I've got. Yavish b'yavish. But flour, which is a kisser, makes a flour, which is butter.
Butter. Again, the shach says the flour is considered a double lach. Anything that mixes easily,
okay, so the word
it's considered lach. Is considered lach for Hilchos Bittul.
Okay.
I think it's a shach.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
So chopped up onion, in my mind, is considered like flour.
Now, the assumption in the statement is that we're dealing now with homogeneous mixtures, and whereas by apples,
no, by apples would be bottled hot betrayed. I don't know. It would be bottled with less. You don't need 60. Let me explain. I don't want to spend too much time on this. We're not learning your day. But let me explain. Mimba mina needs nice and calm. Because when you have two things that are different tasting, the taste goes into the heter. If you feel the isser, it's usser. Chazal did not want to rely on a taste test. So they said 60 is the thing. 60 has no taste. Less than 60 has taste. That was Chazal's Hashara.
That's
Mimim Shein Amina, right? If I put, what's the name again? We'll pick, tomatoes. No, I don't want flour. Tomatoes into a soup, and the tomato disintegrates. If there's not 60 times the amount of the tomatoes of Isser, I feel the taste of tomato. I'm not allowed to taste tomato. Tomato is Usser. The tomatoes here were Usser. So that's why Chazal said 60. The 60 came about because at 60, it doesn't give taste. Now, Mim B'Minoy never gives taste. Tastes the same. So really, Midaraisa, Chad B'Trei Batul. 1 and 2 is Batul. You go by rights. Came along Chazal and said, by anything that is liquidy, or like liquidy, I think the doctor called it homogeneous, whatever it is, mixture, we treat it like Mim B'Shein Aminai. And we say, since you cook this, usually, or you process this, and then we're afraid you'll mix up Mim B'Minai with Mim B'Shein Aminai. So therefore, we'll be machmer by Mim B'Minai 60 also.
If it's liquidy, treat a Mim B'Mino as
Mirvein Amino? Right. Because really it doesn't give taste. It's the same taste. But we're afraid if we're going to let you do Mim B'Mino in 2, you'll do Mim B'Shein Amino in 2. Whereas in dry, even by Mim B'Shein Amino, there's never bittul. If I drop a tomato into cucumbers, I can see the tomato. I take it out. So in dry, they never made that takana. So dry Mim B'Mino, they said it's about to 1 and 2. Because you never have dry Mim B'Shein Aminai. If you have dry Isser and Heter, take the Isser out. Just remove it. It's not giving taste. So the only time you have a dry is when you have tomatoes and tomatoes. You can't tell which tomato is Isser. There they said, there's no taste of the Isser tomato. All tomatoes taste the same anyway. So we'd say, it's about to 1 and 2. By liquid, it's also no taste. But they were afraid you'd confuse Mim B'Minai with Mim B'Shein Aminai, so they say treat it all with 60. So the homogeneous mixture is considered Mim B'Shein, is a chumrah of Mim B'Minai. The Shach says flour, even though theoretically it's dry, we treat it like a liquid and we need 60. So based on that same thing, chopped up onion is treated like a liquid and you need 60. Because chopped up onion is like flour. It's like, I guess, homogenous, whatever that supposed to mean. I guess it covers
it. The assumption is the mixture becomes homogenized, that the mixture, there's an equal mixture throughout
right.
The whole thing.
Right.
Now, the physics of that is something I dealt with a lot.
Yes, yes. Can't hear you. So I don't know if this guy went and asked the Shaila. The bride is saying, you know, aim of apple, this is the chatzchila is a problem. But the bride is just saying, if this happens, it's mutter. By the way, Eim Avatla Nisa L'Chatzchila only asks it to the guy who did it. Everybody else could eat it. Meaning, if somebody wants to be brave and be Mavatla Nisa L'Chatzchila and do an Isser, but mice, everybody else can eat it, it's batal. Rabbana said, you're not allowed to be Mavatla Nisa L'Chatzchila. If you do it, it doesn't work for you. But that's a knas, because you did something you weren't supposed to do.
You can do it for others?
No.
You can't do that.
You did an Isser. We punish you by not letting you use it.
Punish you, but others can use it?
Yes.
Even if you're...
You did an Isser. Why should we punish anybody else?
You can't further the process by doing it intentionally by...
Then you did an Isser.
And there's us for others?
No.
No.
I mean, did you want to sacrifice your Eilam Haba? Go right ahead.
If somebody needs a light on for Shabbat, you turn on for them, they can use it?
No. We don't pass in that way. This is an Issa Drabbanon of about the Nisra Chatzchila. By Shabbos, there's a 3 Mandi Amrim, what happens? Enochidami, the Gram Paskins, that if you did it B'Shaigig, it's Mutter. Even to you. That's the Gram Paskins. We don't put the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Paskin that way, but that's the Gram stock. That if you B'chal Shabbos B'Shaigig, it's Mutter Bana. If you do it B'Mezid, we Paskin, it's Asher for everybody to Mait to Shabbos.
Then they kill you.
It's because you shouldn't be. It's a special law on Shabbat. It's not to do with the name of Amos.
Did you say 1 and 2 is Rove?
Yeah. One and 1.1 is Rove. The Gemara always says Chad B'Trei. That's the Lashon Gemara.
That's an expression, but it just means it's
wrong. It's not so simple. That's talked about in the Mefarsh. The Gemara always uses the word chad betray.
Right, that's what I heard over and over again. That's you call the rogue is really...
So that's a big shayla in Paiskim. What if you have 1.1 to 1? The Gemara's Lashon is always chad betray batel. 1 and 2. You need 2? Or is that just the expression? Okay. What?
Is it normal?
I don't know, what do you do with onions? Don't you chop them up? I don't know, my wife chops up onions. When I eat eggs and onions on Shabbos, she chopped them up, right? What? I understand, but it's a normal process of onions. People do chop up onions. No, it's a normal thing. You do it a lot of things. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not out of the ordinary to chop them up. What? Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's an egg, you know. This is not a class of what to use onions for. Element Adah. So again, we got out of that raya. We're trying another raya. The Tanya. This is the next raya. So we already tried, Rav Ami tried 3. This, Element Adah, from this one. The Tanya. Imhoyu Avon Shalom Shchayrin Asurin. It's the same brisa. If the leaves are black, it's Asher, when 6th goes into 7th. Sorry?
You explaining?
I'm reading. Now, did I skip? I did, I'm sorry. I skipped the whole lot. Elmen Adah the Tanya. Amenachesh im akusti b'chasoyas. Menachesh means pruning. You're picking out, the Ran says, you're picking out extra leaves to make room for the other leaves to expand. I guess that's called pruning, no? Pruning. What? I know, but the Rush doesn't explain exactly what you're doing, so I use the Ran's explanation. I'm sorry. I could have said, Art Scroll said, it means you're picking the leaves.
What exactly is pruning?
You make room for the others to expand. You pull out some so the others shouldn't be tight and they can grow better.
Usually it's the dead wood. That
you can take out extra leaves that impede the other ones from growing well. Dr. Rush, let's see how he learns on Menachashim Akusim B'Chasoyas. By the way, I don't know what Chasoyas are. It's something that is Ein Zarei Kala, that the Ran tells me and the Gemara will tell me, but I don't know what it is exactly.
The family of herbs.
Okay.
In English called alliums, like the onions, garlic, those types.
Fine, okay. It's things that Ein Zarei Kala. What exactly it is, it's a thing. You know, I always say over, when I was a Bochin Yeshiva and I was trying to learn Gemara my own family, growing up, I got stuck with words. So I used to go to Rabbi Heinemann, who was my Rebbe at the time, to ask him what the words mean. So one thing, I came over to him with a word, he said, it means a thing. So I said, what do you mean? He said, if I told you what it was, would you know what it means? No. So there was like, which language you don't know what it means? If you use an English word and you don't know what it means, you still don't know what it means. So, that's what he told me.
People do this with certain flowers that have bulbs in the bottom. They remove the extra bulbs so that should be more room.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what I'm a nachish is. Zuck the Raj. Brisi betrumas beparent has a reya pishtan. Aikur betailish mehem, you uproot some of them. Laharchiv lenesarim, to make more room for the leftovers. Kadeshi yagad lohetim, they should grow better. Aikur mehem, now the halacha is, when you harvest your own, let's say you forget about akusi, you go into your own field and you start pruning. So it's not chayiv and trumas and maestris yet. The chi of trumas and maestras comes when you make a pile out of it. When you have a gemar malacha, a certain stage in the process. Each thing has its own gemar malacha, see mesechtes trumas, that goes through the different gemar malachas for different things. You're allowed to eat aroi. Aroi means you're not allowed to make a meal out of it, but you can snack. What is snack? What is meal? Is not the sugya here. So you're allowed to, that's what you do in your own field. Now, there's a problem with Mr. Kusi. because Mr. Kusi might have made a Gemar Malacha and then taken some and replanted it. And that was Tevel. We don't plant Tevel. We plant after we take Trumas and Maestras. We take some of it and replant it. So that's real Chulin. And when it grows, it's Tevel, but it's not yet at the stage of Gemar Malacha, so we can snack. But if you have Tevel and you plant it, that's Gedulei Tevel. It's some of the harvest. You're taking something you're eating. Or even not. We're going to see a worker who's allowed to eat from fruit while he works.
That's Tevel.
If it grew from Tevel, it's again, if we were doing it from a yid, he would be planting chulin. The things he planted, he would already have taken trumas and maestras off of. Then he would take some and replant it. So what grows is tevel, which doesn't become chayev till gemar malacha, whatever the gemar malacha is. But this kusi, who doesn't take trumas and maestras, unless he eats it, he's from what he eats, but not what he plants, will plant the tevel, and now what grows is growing from something that's usher. Because that what you put into the ground is usher. Tevel.
Taking more when it grows.
The question is, can you eat snack? That's what the brides are talking about now. We're asking a very good question. The Kusi hired me to prune his field. I'm pruning his field, and I want to eat. Am I allowed to eat Achilles Haroi? That's the question we're dealing with here. We're not talking about Bittul, no Bittul here yet. Yet.
That what you're picking now was pre-planted
the tablet. That's the question. Are you afraid? Are you not afraid? That's the question.
I'm not understanding these four words. I'm not just an acoustic. The chasur is the kusi hired a from yed to prune, not the harvest.
Prune is a harvest, but it doesn't make a difference. Let's say it's fruit. But while you work, you're allowed to eat the fruit.
The word menachis.
That's what he's doing. You could have said he's harvesting.
Okay.
So he's just telling you, I'm a cake. Okay. He's brooding.
Okay. Now I understand it.
Achilles Haroi, Master of Adar. He can eat Achilles Haroi, and when he takes Miser, it's not a suffix. It's 100% he has to take Miser from the thing. Zok the Rush. Let's see how the Rush explains it. Zok the Rush. Dr. Rush, why is he eating? Like any other employee that eats while he works. It's like every other employee who works in a frum guy's field, he can eat because it's not nigma malachtai, whatever the process of nigma malachtai is, he can snack. We're not afraid that it's tevel. Even though he's a kusi, the kaima l'ande gedulei tevel v'aser, tevel v'aser, avakilus aroi. So therefore, the chiddush of this brisa is that we're not afraid that the kusi plants the tevel.
Why?
Because we're not afraid. Because I don't know. I don't know what the percentage of kusim that plants tevel is. Kusi's the in.
You think
they don't do this stuff.
Either they do or they don't. We don't know. When they eat, they take mitzvah. The question is,
did he plant it was after he took it?
That's what we're assuming. We will continue, Major Shimon.